The Beach Boys hit the studio to record Wouldn't It Be Nice on this day back in 1966, which would be the opening track of their forthcoming album, Pet Sounds. Wouldn't it be nice? You can walk my path. D-Ream had their first number one single with Things Can Only Get Better on this day back in 1994, which stayed at number one for 4 weeks. And birthdays today, former frontman of the band Journey, Steve Perry, who had the solo hit in 1984, Oh Sherry, is turning 67. His days in the band Journey took its toll on his health, as he explains.
I left the group because I was pretty toasty. You know, we'd worked so hard and we were fortunate to have such great success. And as with great success comes a serious schedule. When you mix being kind of burned out with that, I just hit the wall. Don't stop.
And Michael Hutchins was born on this day back in 1960. He would have been 60 today. He was found dead in his hotel room in Sydney of November of 1997.
Michael Kelland John Hutchins, the handsome, charismatic frontman of INXS, was born January 22nd, 1960 in Sydney, Australia.
The international music industry is in shock with the death of rock star Michael Hutchins.
1 minute we're rehearsing playing music with Michael, and a few days later we were in the same room. The gear's gone and we're rehearsing carrying his coffin. It was just awful.
Yeah, we had to rehearse that. That was weird.
That was weird. It was awful. Awful. Live, baby, yeah. I need you tonight. Dream on, black girl. Every single one of us, the devil inside. You wanna make her sing the side of us. You're so fine. Lose my mind.
Don't change me, though. Don't change a thing. It is Today Music for Wednesday, the 22nd of January at Mix 104.9.